welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. My guest today is currently touring the UK for the Scorch Project concerts, but you should know by now these are recorded in advance. His latest solo album is Songs, Stories, and Spirituals, and he can be seen as part of the Chick Corea Electric Band on their Live at Montreux 2004 DVD. Please welcome bassist John Patitucci.
All right, how you doing?
I'm good.
Nice to be here.
Yes, glad you could stop by. Well, let's get started in the beginning. How did you first get into music?
Well, my older brother's a guitar player, and he's 3 years older than I am. So when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, in New York, I wanted to do everything that he did. So he was playing guitar, so I wanted to try that. And before I even did that, I was playing bongos and percussion instruments and things. And then I got my hands on the guitar. It felt a little funny to me. I'm left-handed, but I play right-handed.
Okay.
So the pick in my right hand didn't feel that natural. My brother saw that I really was not comfortable, and he finally said, "Well, why don't you try to play the bass? Then we could play together." And so we found a real cheap 4-string electric bass hanging on somebody's wall, and it was really, I think we bought it for $10, and that was the beginning of it, and then. After that, I also wanted to play the drums, but my father said, forget it. So. But nowadays, I have a drum set in my studio. So.
Okay.
But anyway, so I started playing bass. Probably by the time I was 10, I was definitely into the electric bass. And then by the time I was 15, I was also playing the acoustic bass.
Okay.
So, but it was originally through my brother.
All right. Well, how did your career begin?
Well, let's see. Played in, the usual school bands. I had a mentor when I was about 13. Then we moved out to the West Coast, and I met this guy, Chris Paylor, who hit me to all these jazz records. And I started playing a lot. In high school, I was really working really hard. By the time I was 12, I decided I really wanted to play music. So in high school, I was really throwing myself into the music, and I wound up playing gigs on the side, and older musicians would hire me to play with them. And I used to get picked up and driven around to gigs, and then I started playing in my brother's group while I was in high school, and we played a lot of gigs, parties and whatever. I just kept playing and practicing, and then when I went to college, I studied classically, but also played jazz. I only stayed about 3 years in college. And by then, I was... Towards the end of my college, I only did 3 years, and I was down, we moved out to the West Coast in my early teens, and I went down to Southern California, and by the time I left school, I was getting involved in the whole recording scene in L.A., just doing, it's word of mouth, and things happened, and I was doing a ton of stuff, playing with a lot of different people, and by the time I was in L.A., I was playing... with a lot of great jazz musicians, too. There was a lot of some of the older musicians, like I played a little bit with Stan Getz and Freddie Hubbard, and I played with Hubert Laws and played with the Crusaders and played with Joe Farrell. And I was in Victor Feldman's trio, and that's where I met Chick, actually. I had at one point played a jam session at Chuck Mangione's house, and I met Gail Moran, Chick's wife. And then she went home and told Chick about me, but then. They used to have these Valentine's Day parties at Chick's house every year in February, and they invited Victor Feldman's trio to come play, among other professional people that they liked as friends, and, people would hang out, play, and eat, and do stuff, so Chick heard me in his house the first time, playing with Victor Feldman's trio, and then after that, he took an interest in what I was doing, and eventually hired me for his band. That was the beginning of me really doing a lot of extensive traveling over the world, and that was how I think my name kind of went out internationally. That was really because of just the intense touring that we did with Chick. I was with him for 10 years.
Well, what was it like all those years with Chick Corea?
Well, I mean...
And the band, of course.
It was an incredible experience and an opportunity for me. I mean... I had had a lot of experience as a recording musician and had played with a lot of jazz musicians, but never had gone around the world like that and played for people all over the place. So I learned quite a bit. And, it was between I was 25 years old roughly when I joined the band and about 35 when I left to do my own thing. But still, I mean, we play every once in a while anyway, even though mm-hmm. I'm not on. Now, my steady commitment is with Wayne Shorter's quartet.
Okay.
I've been doing that for the last 5 years. And actually, I met Wayne the year after I met Chick. So since about 1986, I've known Wayne, and I've played on and off with him over the years. So.
Okay. We're talking with John Patitucci here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. Let's get back to Chick for a second. How is he doing? How's the rest of the band doing? Frank Gambale, Eric Marienthal, and Dave Weckl. We interviewed Eric back in October.
Yeah, he's great. I spoke with him in December. We always talk because our birthdays are close to each other. And he's doing fine. I did just a few little reunion gigs with them. They did a bunch of stuff. I was only around for a few weeks of that. But because I've been busy doing the stuff with Wayne Shorter's group and everything. But Eric's doing great. He's a great guy, a great musician. Last time I saw the other guys was when I did the reunion stuff. So that's already a year and a half ago. But I think everybody was enjoying seeing each other and catching up on each other's life and what they've been doing. And the band sounded strong as always, so that was a lot of fun.
Okay, well, let's go to the solo part of your career. When did your solo career begin?
Let's see. I started having the bands, when I got with Chick in 85, I was writing a lot of music, and he said, well, you should really have a band and make some records, and he got me my first record deal. And around 1987, I guess, things started really getting launched for my... for me doing my own things with my own records and promoting my own compositions and all that. So that's, that's almost 20 years ago already.
Yeah.
So I've toured a fair amount with my group over the years. And this spring I'm taking a trio. My new band is a guitar trio with Adam Rogers on guitar.
Okay.
And sometimes either the drummers are... this particular time it's going to be Clarence Penn.
Okay.
I try to get also, I work with a variety of drummers because all the great ones are always busy. So it's either my buddy who plays with Wayne with me, Brian Blade, or Clarence Penn, or, Antonio Sanchez. It's always really one of the guys that I love. So there's and Nasheed Waits also. And so anyway, this May I'm going out with my trio to Europe. But I'm also doing some gigs on the East Coast with various different ensembles because I also take out sometimes the band that played on some of the guys that played on Song Stories and Spirituals. That band, we're going to be doing something at the Stockton College in the spring and also the Petty School of Music out in Jersey and various gigs,
Okay.
So that'll feature... Ed Simon, the wonderful pianist who works with me, and actually Antonio Sanchez is doing some of those gigs, and my brother's coming up from California to play some guitar,
all right.
As well as John Thomas, that incredible gospel singer who's on that record as well. So I'm doing all kind of different stuff, and really thankful to do my own stuff as well as, the Wayne Shorter Quartet is very active, and we're doing quite a few gigs, and what you just mentioned, too, in February, I'll be with Schofield in the U.K. doing that Scorch project, which is the great composer Mark Anthony Turnage did a 70 to 75-minute piece based on John Schofield's music, and it's John Schofield, Peter Erskine, and myself with a full orchestra of Mark Turnage's orchestrations. And then there's also some gigs on that tour which will feature Joe Lovano in addition to the trio. So, so that ought to be fun.
Yeah. I hope so. We're talking.
I know it will, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking with John Patitucci here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. You mentioned Wayne Shorter and, of course, Chick Corea and a few others. What other artists have you worked with over the years?
Oh, boy. There's a ton of them, actually, thankfully.
Yes.
I can go by instrument. I like to go by instrument.
Okay, you can
which
do that if you want.
Would you like to hear about?
well, You know, to be honest, I first heard about you not with Chick, but with when you were on a couple of David Benoit songs.
Well, okay, we'll start with piano.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Piano players. Recently, over the last couple of years, I did two records with Hank Jones, the famous pianist who's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Earlier in December, I did some stuff. I did a TV appearance on the Good Morning America show with Herbie Hancock.
Okay.
Because I played on a couple of tracks on his new record called Possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, when I lived out west, I used to also play with Frank Schiraci, and who's a great pianist. Also, Victor Feldman. And I worked in the Crusaders a little bit with Joe Sample. I used to play with Claire Fisher, the great pianist and arranger and composer. In New York, people like Mulgrew Miller, Steve Kuhn. Boy, there's a lot of guys. You know, it's Irini Rosnes, Kenny Barron. Let's see. There's a ton of piano players. There's a lot of great ones. And obviously Chick, Herbie. I haven't done anything with Joe Zawinul, but or Keith. I would love to play with them. But I'm trying to think. Who else? I used to play with Billy Childs out in L.A. Fantastic. Gil Goldstein. I played with Gonzalo Rubalcava, Michelle Camilo, obviously Ed Simon, who I love in my band. Oh, boy. So that's piano players. That's just who I can think of just off the top of my head.
All right. Well, as long as Eric's in Chick Corea's band, we might as well mention what other saxophonists have you played?
Saxophone players, Mike Brecker, obviously Wayne Shorter, Kenny Garrett. Let's see, Kenny Garrett, Stan Getz, Joe Lovano, Don Menza from the old guard there. I even played with some old guys like that you might not, some people might not even remember now, Charlie Ventura, Nino Tempo. Let's see, who else? Bob Minster.
Ah, from Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Kirk Whalum. A lot of guys. It's always hard. Obviously, Eric.
Right.
I used to play with David Sanborn.
Ah.
1985. Just a bunch of guys.
Okay. Well, we might as well move on to guitar now. What guitar?
Guitar. A lot of guitar players from all the way back to George Van Epps. And Tal Farlow and guys like that, to Larry Carlton, Lee Ritenour, and then the guys in New York that I work with is John Schofield a lot, Abercrombie, Steve Cardenas, Adam Rogers, who's in my group, people like Oscar Castroneves in the Brazilian world. Boy, it's, I'm trying to think, I know I'm going to, Robin Ford. Robin, he's a great guitar player. Actually, you know what? I have it. I have a big sheet that I can read from that I'm going to find for you right now, so I don't have to try to remember all these things.
Okay.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
All
guitar.
Right.
George Benson, George Van Epps, B.B. King. I said Larry Carlton, Lee Ritenour, Ry Cooter, Larry Coryell, Joao Gilberto, Dori Caymmi, Bonnie Raitt, Mike Stern, Hiram Bullock, Ali Farquhar-Touré, all kinds of guys.
Okay. All right.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, piano-wise, the pianist that I work a ton with is Danilo Perez.
Okay.
Who also plays with Wayne Shorter. And so those are some of the guys. You know, there's tons of people, saxophone, too. I forgot to mention Branford Marcellus, Bob Berg, who's no longer with us, who used to live right out there on Long Island. Ernie Watts, Bobby Watson, Chris Potter, Mark Turner. There's a lot of guys, you know. And I feel fortunate, really, just to have a chance to, with almost all these guys, they're all writers too. They write beautiful music, and just being able to be able to work with them and learn from interpreting their music and seeing their point of view compositionally. That's been a great thing. That's what's really enjoyable about being a bass player is you get to play all kinds of compositions by so many different composers and
mm-hmm.
different kinds of styles of music. And plus, I also like to play the electric bass, too, not only the acoustic bass.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of different musical worlds that you could learn from and get influenced by.
Well, all this time, we've been talking to John Patitucci, we still are, with John Patitucci on the Mike Shamari Show here on Web Radio WCWP. I have a question about the fans. Do you have any?
Fans? Well...
You must if you have a website.
Yeah, thankfully, we get a ton of email on the website. The hard part is keeping up with it all
mm-hmm.
and all the sort of the requests, you know. People send various requests and for different things, and whether it's instructional materials or music that they would like, the written parts to certain tunes that they love, or some people like, you know, various things, like they would ask for a picture, or sometimes
mm-hmm.
people want some advice about the instrument, you know, the bass and their bass players. We get a lot of female from bass players.
Mm.
And some people just reach out and encourage and say wonderful things that really help us to know that we're reaching people. And that's wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
And occasionally you have somebody send you an email and they, you know, they don't, you get a negative email even sometimes. I've only had maybe two in thousands. So, but that's, you know, not everybody might like everything you do. I mean, you can't please everybody all the time.
Right.
So, but overwhelmingly it's positive input and feedback, which is it's really nice.
Yes, that is good. Well, I have a question here about touring. All the years of touring, what stands out memory-wise?
Wow. A lot of things. I mean, the first time I went to Japan, that was a big deal. First time I went to Italy, because I'm Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And every subsequent tour of Italy has been major. There was a highlight tour a couple of years ago. I brought my brother to Italy, and he'd never been. And he played some with my band and was part of a tour that we did to promote the Song Story Spirituals record.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very special, being in Italy with my brother, and, you know, that was great. There have been many tours. Every time we play with Wayne's band, it's a big event, and it makes it, because it's like a family.
Mm-hmm.
The 10 years I was with Chick, that was like a family, too. People were really close. And, you know, I remember being in that band, and first time we went to Berlin after the wall had come down.
Mm-hmm.
That was a huge thing. I remember playing in Israel, in Jerusalem at the Sultan's Pool. That was huge. Beautiful place, an amazing city.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, because of my faith, being able to walk through the Bible, as it were,
mm-hmm.
that was pretty amazing. I've been a lot of interesting places. Malta is always an interesting place to go. I've enjoyed, it's hard. There are a lot of things that stand out, a lot of great experiences, and a chance to see different things in the world and meet people from all over in different cultures and different ideas and different viewpoints and philosophies. And you learn a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's humbling to get the actual opportunity to see all this stuff and to try to take it all in, and you realize, you know, how much there is to see.
Right.
It's amazing, you know. And, you know, and I've been traveling for many years, and there's still a lot of places I haven't seen, you know.
Mm.
I haven't been to Egypt or, you know, some of the, you know, I haven't seen the pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't... seen a lot of places, but I've been a lot of places.
Well, we're talking with John Patitucci here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. I hear you're teaching at the College City of New York. How is that going?
Yeah, I'm teaching at the City College in Harlem. It's part of the CUNY system, and
mm-hmm.
I love it, actually. One of my heroes, Ron Carter, taught there for many years, and when he stopped teaching there, the job came open, and they sent me a letter, and asked me if I would apply, and luckily I got the job, and I really enjoy it because, you know, when I went to college, I came from a big family, and they couldn't afford to send me to, like, a fancy conservatory or anything, so I went to a state college, and that's what this is. It's like a, you know, a city run thing, so the tuition is very affordable, so if there's a kid with talent and not a lot of money, it's possible for them to learn and get a chance to interact with professionals, you know? So I love it, actually. I have some really good bass students that I enjoy working with, and some ensembles that I coach.
Okay.
And this last semester, I had a lot of fun because I taught a course in Brazilian music. I've worked with a lot of Brazilian artists over the years and been a student of that music for many years, and I love that music. So this is a blast, you know, getting a chance to teach that, and the kids really enjoyed it. I mean, they had a lot of fun. So, and we had some beautiful guest artists like Duduca da Fonseca, the great Brazilian drummer, came and taught when I had to go on the road a little bit, and also Nilson Mata, the wonderful Brazilian bassist who plays with Duduca in that Trio da Paz group, which is a fantastic group with Romero, Lobambo, and guitar. Oh, he's another guitar player I play with, by the way.
Okay. One final question, and this has been a great interview. When can we expect another album from you?
Well, I'm going in the studio February to do a new record, and this one's going to be primarily trio.
Okay.
With Adam Rogers and Brian Blade will play drums.
Okay.
But then there'll be some other things, too, because, you know, I have different fans for different kinds of things, and I know, you know, a lot of times, you know, I do a mixture of things, so, but sometimes people, the people that like to hear the electric stuff say, why are you going to do some stuff? Well, on this record, there's going to be a piece that I wrote actually 10 years ago that I'm finally recording for a six-string bass with a string, with strings, and it's like a miniature concerto. So for all the electric heads out there, they might want to check that out. And but it's a mixture of things. It's acoustic and electric, and it's all kinds of different music. And I think hopefully people will like it, you know.
Okay.
And that's what that's about.
All right. John, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on your show.
Okay. This has been John Petitucci here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with something featuring John, so stick around.